This morning's scripture will be read by Leon Bronson.
Today's scripture comes from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. This is the story of the arrival of the wise men. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all of the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent to them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring word back to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And they had opened their treasures. They presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks
be to God. A few weeks ago, before I heard the weather forecast, I suggested that we meet in here on this Sunday of Epiphany and keep the tree and the nativity up and celebrate communion together. I apologize for any frozen fingers or toes this morning. Let us pray. Lord, help us each to search for ways in the new year of being your light in the world. Amen. As the wise men departed from their homes, whether it be a castle or a cave or some other abode, many years ago, they had no clue where they were going or how long the journey would take. They blindly followed a star. Of course, we women would say that they could have asked for directions a lot sooner if they were three wise women. But that's beside the point. Maybe, just maybe, the wise men were enjoying the scenery along the way and taking time to smell the roses rather than rushing along. In either case, upon their reaching their destination, the home maybe of one of Mary or Joseph's relatives in Bethlehem, because they had long ago left the stable, they rejoiced and shared gifts. This event, which may have happened up to 2 years after the birth of Jesus, is commonly called the Epiphany. The word Epiphany, from the Greek epiphaneia or theophaneia, means appearance or manifestation of God. It has roots in the word for sunrise or dawn. In ancient times, an epiphany meant either a visible manifestation of a god or a solemn visit of a ruler venerated as a god. For Christians, Christmas marks the coming of God to us. Epiphany celebrates the appearance of God in the midst of humanity. In our celebrations of Christmas and Epiphany, We rejoice in the dawning and the arising of light in the darkness. Epiphany not only discloses the Savior to the world, but it also calls the world to show forth Christ, to be a witness to God's true light, to be Christ in the world. Epiphany is a time when we celebrate the revelation of God's promise and purpose to the nations of the world. As the Magi came from the east to worship the Christ child, God's covenant of grace was extended to all who believe the good news of Jesus Christ. The symbolism of light is important here, not only because of the star that guided the Magi, but as it relates to the dawning of God's revelation in Christ. As we lit this white candle this morning, we were reminded that Jesus is the light of the world. We today are still following that star. We're searching for the peace that Christ was sent to show the whole world. Yesterday was the 12th day of Christmas, or Epiphany. So, as of today, the season of Christmas has officially ended. But how many of us waited until yesterday to conclude our Christmas celebration? Did we wait to put away our decorations or remembrances of the holiday celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ? How many of us were in a hurry to remove that Christmas stuff and resume our everyday lives? Most of us, and a lot of people around the world, have already taken down the reminders of Christmas. As Americans, we don't tend to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas as we once did. Growing up in Pennsylvania, some of our customs were quite different from those that I observe today. Normally, I follow some of my growing up traditions at this time of year. I like to wait to take down our Christmas tree and all my decorations, including my many nativity scenes, until after January 6th. However, this year, our tree was in the garage before we left for Pennsylvania on Thursday, December 28th. It felt odd not to keep the tree up, but I value the rest of my living room. You see, we decorated the tree shortly before Christmas Day, and Trouble, the cat who is aptly named, had been attempting to get up close and personal with those beautiful ornaments and lights every time we turned our back. Leaving home with Trouble in control and the tree intact would have meant definite bedlam when we returned home. As it turned out, Trouble regained her position in the bay window, and only a few of the nativity characters were found toppled over when we got back. But the point of the 12 days of Christmas and Epiphany isn't about the decorations, is it? We all know that the merchants start celebrating Christmas way before Halloween, and then, before Christmas Day actually arrives, they're busy putting out Valentine's stuff. How like these merchants are we? Do we not rush from one season to the next, always in a hurry to get it over with? In fact, are we not constantly looking ahead instead of savoring the moment or reflecting on the past? Traditions die hard. As I said, it was hard for me to take down my tree before yesterday. But when I was visiting my daughter in Pennsylvania, I was reminded of just what makes up the spirit of Christmas. Marley read these lines to me. She's 9. Remember from the Grinch? Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. The Grinch hadn't stopped Christmas from coming, it came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours until his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. He brought back the toys and the food for the feast, and he, the Grinch, he carved the roast beast. Most of us have seen it happen in our lives. As we grow older, our Christmas wishes turn from the material things to the non-tangible wishes for family, friends, good health, and love. But still, do we try too hard to rush from one season to another? Do we really take time to savor the moment? Or are we rushing on to the next event on our busy calendars? This morning, I would like to take a few moments to do some mental planning for our journey through the coming year. I'm big on planning and making lists and figuring out what's ahead. I'm also accustomed to changing gears midstream when things don't go exactly according to my plan. One of my favorite quotes while training leaders in Girl Scouts and the Red Cross and Dollars for Scholars went like this: if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. In another favorite quote from Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire Cat quotes, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" "That depends a good deal on where you want to get," said the cat. "I don't much care where," said Alice. "Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat. "As long as I get somewhere," Alice added as an explanation. "Oh, you're sure to do that," said the cat, "if you only walk long enough." Before we look ahead, we need to look back. How was the past year for you? Were you walking in circles, or did you have a destination in mind? Did you reach that destination? There's an insert in your bulletin today. I urge you to look at it and reflect. Where did Christ's light shine in your life in this past year? In other words, to use a pun, what was the highlight of your year? How did Christ help you in this past year of 2017? When did Christ rescue you? Was there a particular time when you felt lost and alone, and someone, perhaps an angel, appeared and came to your aid? What prayers of yours were answered? Were they prayers for things, or were they prayers for others? What prayers were answered? How has Christ helped your loved ones this year? When you yourself stumbled, how did he pick you up? When you were grieving, how did Christ comfort you? You may not have all the answers to these questions right at this minute, but I urge you to take some time, find a quiet place, and reflect on the last year by answering these or other questions that you may pose. Then let's move ahead under the dotted line. In 2018, I would ask that you ponder ways to be Christ in your universe. Make some plans. Shine his light on others. Take some time to map out a journey of love for 2018. Like the Magi of old, take some time to savor the journey, to see the sights, to serve Christ deliberately. Who in your life needs your assistance? Is it a family member, a neighbor, a coworker? Who needs you to rescue them from despair, from a bad situation, to help them through a health problem that has them suffering? Is there someone in your life who is imprisoned, not only physically imprisoned, but emotionally imprisoned? What can you do to reach out to them and let them know that they are not forgotten? Who in your life needs prayers? What prayers are foremost in your mind for 2018? Is it world peace? Is it for the health of someone close to you? Is it you who needs prayers? We keep a prayer list in our bulletin. In 2018, can we each pledge to pray for those listed on our prayer list in our daily talks with the Lord? What can you do to comfort a grieving person this year? Grieving and the need for compassion last a lot longer than the calling hours and the funeral. Is there a person who needs a call from you, a cheery note, or a visit? We have followed the star. We have in some ways rushed through the busy holiday season of Christmas. We now have another year to prepare for the coming of the Christ child, not by decorating in October, not by shopping ahead of time for those perfect gifts, but by searching for ways to be Christ in our communities and throughout the world each day of the year. At this point, I want to remember the words of Matthew 25, 35 through 40. I seem to personally be reflecting on these words a lot lately. I think I used them the last time I preached. I'm really, really trying to learn to live by them more closely than I have in the past. Let me repeat. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? The king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it for me. As we enter the year of our Lord, 2018, let us do so slowly. Let's not rush from one day to the next, always looking for what is to come. Let's take each day as a gift and look for ways to be Christ's light to one another. Let's celebrate the birth of Christ each and every day of the year. Merry Christmas. Amen.